Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Buffalo Football Friday. It is today a Buffalo Football Friday, a Buffalo Football Explanation Friday, Buffalo Waiver Wire Explanation Friday. It's a Buffalo Hockey Friday with the Jets tonight, Sabres at the Jets tonight. It's a Buffalo College Basketball Friday. We have a huge, huge game locally tomorrow here. One of the bigger games we've seen in a while between two local teams. Tomorrow, UB, St. Bonaventure. And it's a Buffalo football Sean McDermott injury update Friday, as well as a Patrick Hammer Buffalo football weather Friday with Patrick Hammer. Wow, did I cover all the bases, Joe Cali? And we got Buffalo, we got Buffalo Friday here today.
Yeah, I think we got there. So a lot going on.
We have a lot going on today. And I know it's a Buffalo football Friday, but I mean, when you have a Friday in December with so much on the plate and so much going on, you got to try and cover all the bases. And we have, we're going to try to do that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today. I mean, we still have to tell you, it is brought to you by Cellino Law. Car crash, call Cellino. Call the 8s by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. I feel like, you ever see, you guys have watched Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, right? Not the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory remake. I mean the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You've seen it, right?
What is it?
Yeah, you got
so
it.
So little to do, so much time. Strike that, reverse it.
That's right. Yeah. I always think about that in situations like this. Mm-hmm. I always think about Willy Wonka and Gene Wilder saying, we have so little to do and so much time. Then he stops and goes, strike that, reverse it. Because you're just, you have so much to do. Yep. And maybe that's why he said it like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have today. We got a lot going on today, and we're going to do it. Let me lay out the program for you, okay? At 10:30 a.m., we're going to have George Helkovich on. He is the head coach at the University of Buffalo men's basketball team. And I'm going to say your undefeated Bulls. How about that? 8-0 on the season. Great start to the year. But they are playing the 8-1. Your 8-1 St. Bonaventure Bonnies tomorrow at UB Alumni Arena, 2 p.m. It's going to be an awesome local college hoops game. I love that for this area. And we're going to have George on at 10:30, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll have Bonnie's head coach, Mark Schmidt, on at 10:45 or so, like in that area. So that whole the whole second half hour here, we'll hear from George Helkovich. We'll hear from Mark Schmidt. We'll talk about the game, the season they're having. Really cool stuff to have that here today and this weekend in Buffalo. At 11 a.m., very briefly, we'll talk with Paul Hamilton just to check in on tonight's game. Sabres at the Jets. I'm still fuming about the challenge the other night, Owen. I didn't understand it at the time. I didn't think it was worth it, and it wound up costing them. I'm not saying I agree with. I heard Duffer and Marty yesterday, and I think Duffer was right. Like, each goal was independent of one another, but I don't believe they should have challenged because I do think it was a snowball effect.
It was a moment where it was not worth the risk.
Correct.
It was never. You were down. You had already taken two penalties in the first 5 minutes of that game. You got a young goalie in there who's trying to find his game, and you've already put him shorthanded twice.
It wasn't like it made it 2-0.
Right.
It was 1-1. You had the first goal. That's okay.
Right.
We could survive this.
You get back to even. 100%. All right. Like, we're good here. That was a weird power play. Like, let's just get our game. I think it was a horrible decision.
Me too.
I think it wasn't goalie interference. I've seen some people still that think it was. And they're pointing to the Benson one from Carolina, and completely different play.
Yeah.
It's a completely different play.
I don't know. It reminds me of what is a catch from years ago in the NFL, right?
Well,
what is goalie interference? We don't know. So I'm still fuming about that, but that turned into a Sabres loss in Philadelphia, and then they lose more ground. And every time this team feels like it's gaining some ground and looking good on one day, they don't the next day. And now they take out a Jets team, who, oh, by the way, had a closed-door meeting the last time they were here because they lost to the Sabres, and now players-only meeting. So now they're playing tonight. We'll get with Paul Hamilton about that at about 11. Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, in the 11 a.m. hour. A lot of times it's a moving target. I'd say right around 11:15 today. Could be a little before, could be a little after. So, you know, we'll move around Paul if we have to. It was before that, but we'll expect him around 11:15 today here to give us a injury update and status on what's happening for the Buffalo Bills Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Pat Hammer at 11:30, a weather check for Sunday. I think it's going to snow. I'll let Pat tell you all of those details. In the meantime, this is what I want to do, okay? I want to take a few moments here to kind of walk through the operation of what happened over the last 24 hours or so, give some clarity on some of the rules that obviously a lot of people just are very unclear on, and that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of rules in the NFL. There's a lot of things. I misspoke on something I said the other day, and people are like, you said this. I'll get to all of that about what happened with the Bills claiming Darius Slay, the Bills releasing, waiving Jamarcus Ingram, him being claimed by the Houston Texans, Darius Slay saying he's not coming to Buffalo, what the operation was there of how it could have been prevented, if it could have at all, and what happens going forward, or at least the options, without knowing exactly what happens. And I want to give you a chance to ask any questions about it. Or give your thoughts on it at 803-0550. Right now, I have open phone lines. You want to be mad about what the Bills did? Every right to. And you can call and do that. You want to ask questions about what happened? Every right to. I would at least ask you, though, to listen to how I lay it out here and tell you the timelines and the procedures. And maybe that can give people a little more clarity on things that apparently a lot of you have perceptions about that aren't reality. And that's okay, because there's a lot of rules in the NFL, like I said. Let's start with this, okay? The NFL has a waiver system that they put into place that really is more so in the early in the part of the season that we talk about, cut down day. Right? We always talk about waivers on cut down day. So for most of the season, when the season starts until the trade deadline, okay? When a player is let go by a team, cut, released, waived, all these words matter, right? When a player has been in the league 4 or more years, this is before the trade deadline, okay? This is from September, October into the first week of November. If he's been in the league more than 4 years, he is immediately a free agent. That player gets cut, he can sign with a team immediately, another team. If the player had not been in the league 4 years yet, He gets waived, not released. Waived means he goes on waivers. How do waivers work? Well, every team in the league has a chance to say, we want that player. They put a claim in on him. The priority for who he goes to for the first 4 to 5 weeks of the year is based on last year's draft position. Once you get to like early October, it basically goes by this year's reverse order of standings. So they give like the first month or so to say last year's draft order is the waiver claim order. So it would have been Tennessee with the first pick. So now, so they have the first opportunity to claim a player. So if there's 10 teams who claim a player, it goes to the top team. And in this case, for the beginning of the year, it'd be Tennessee. And if they want five guys, they get them. It doesn't reset. Okay, they get that guy, they get that guy, they get that guy. Okay. Bills, they drafted where last year, you know, late 20s. So they would have that particular waiver pick. Okay. That's for guys who are released who have less than 4 years. Once you get to October, it flips to the current order of standings, reverse order. Which, by the way, I think Tennessee would also be number one still. Are they the number one? Are they the top? Does Tennessee have the worst record? Are they the number one pick right now? They would have the number one waiver pick now, too.
Almost positive, yeah.
I think
I'll double check.
Okay. Now let's go to where we are now. Once you get to the trade deadline, which was a little over a month ago, or about a month ago. Once you get to the trade deadline, it does not matter how long you've been in this league. Every single person waived, released, has to go through waivers. This prevents a team from having shenanigans with another team, meaning, oh, okay, it's playoff time and you really want that guy? Pass the trade deadline. So how about we release him so he can go to you and then you give us something in the offseason? They don't want that. Totally understandable. So the league says, all right, once we get to the trade deadline, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the league. If you get released, you're actually waived. You go on waivers. Any team can claim you. And then from there, a team can go, well, we want that guy because he's going to help us. We want that guy because we don't want the other team in our conference to get him. Whatever it is. And you put a claim in on him. And again, it goes in, at that point, reverse order of standings. And if a team has a 2-win record, they're probably going to get the player they want. If not, it's going to go down. You know, a lot of times veterans, though, they're not going to go to teams that are out of contention. Mostly veterans this time of year are going to go to teams, get claimed by teams that are in contention. Teams out of contention are going with, you know, younger players anyway. So what does waivers mean? Okay. So whether it's early in the season or now, when a player goes on waivers, and this is the big key point, I think, that a lot of people are misunderstanding. When a player is on waivers, he is still the property. I don't love using that term, but that's the way it is, his contract. He is still the property of the team that waived him. So when he's on waivers, while he's on waivers, and everybody has one day to tell the league, because you have 24 hours. The waiver period's like 24 hours, like 4 p.m. to 4 p.m. All right, we're going to decide tomorrow at 4 p.m. where he goes to, but you have until then to put the claim in. So you basically have a day to decide if you want to put a claim in. In that one day, he's still the property of the team that waived him. And the reason is, okay, this is important, if he clears waivers, all right, early in the season,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The guys who clear waivers that are under 4 years, they revert back to the team. And then they can make a decision just to release him because he's cleared waivers. Same thing happens in hockey, I believe. You clear waivers, revert back to the team, right, Owen? Same thing happens there.
Yeah, you clear waivers and you go back down to the AHL.
100%. So that's why you got to do that. It's the same thing in football. Early in the season, guy gets waived. He's still on the team that's waived him because he's got to clear the waivers. No one claims him. Then he goes back to that team. And then the team says, oh, we'll release him. Now he doesn't have to clear waivers. Now we can just make him a free or give an injury settlement, whatever it is. Here, Darius Slay gets waived. He's on waivers. He's actually still the property of the Pittsburgh Steelers while he's on waivers. Okay? So because he's the property of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Buffalo Bills can't just call up and go, hey, dude, we want to claim you. Do you want to come to Buffalo? Can't do that. They can't just call up his representative, Drew Rosenhaus, and say, hey, dude, we want to claim your client. Is he going to come to Buffalo? Can't do that. That's called tampering. Now, am I naive enough to tell you that that never happens in a league where guys and teams and talk? No, but you don't do it. You're not supposed to do it. It's against the rules, and you could get a lot of trouble for stuff like that. There's different kinds of back-channeling that happens in a lot of sports. We know that, right? But you can't just call up the player. You can't just call up the representative and say, hey, we're going to claim your guys. You want to come here? Doesn't work like that. You decide you want them, you put a claim in. You know that either you're getting them or someone else is getting them. He's not going back to the team because you put in a claim, right? I always remember, and I brought up this story several times this morning, or the last 24 hours, when Sean Merriman was claimed by the Buffalo Bills back in the early 2000s-ish, 2010s, whatever, 2010 I think it was. And he has told this story many times where he gets put on waivers, and all of a sudden, Buddy Nix, the general manager of the Bills, just calls him up and goes, hey, we claimed you. And he's like, what? I'm not going to Buffalo. No, you can't do that. And he's like, yeah, we can, and we did, and you got to come here. And he didn't want to come to Buffalo, but he had no choice because the Bills claimed him. But the Bills didn't call him and ask him. They just did it. But anyway, Merriman has told that story, and it always sticks with me in a situation like this. He eventually came to Buffalo, and he actually really liked it. But you can't just call the player's agent and say, oh, we want to do this. Now, there's a reporter in Philly named Jeff McLean who does a really good job. And actually, when Slay was put on waivers, he did tweet out he thought it was possible he wouldn't report to Buffalo when he was claimed. And I'm like, wonder how he knows that. So obviously there was something percolating there that maybe, this guy wouldn't do that. He only wanted to go to Philly. Didn't matter. Doesn't matter who puts in a claim. He's got to go where that team is. Because now that that's happened, and I'll get to the other flip side in a second with Jamarcus Ingram. But once it happens, it's like that's the guy's got to go to where he's claimed. He immediately, by the way, when you claim a player, whether it's early in the year or whether it's now, when you claim a player and you get awarded that player, he must immediately go to your 53-man roster. You cannot claim a player to go to the practice squad. That is totally different. That's a free agent that's on the street that you say want to come here for a few weeks, but they remain free agents. All practice squad players are free agents even when they're on the practice squad. In this case, waivers, you claim them, you get them, you get awarded, he's got to go to your 53. So what happens then? Because he goes to your 53, if you don't have a spot, you have to waive somebody else. The Bills decided here they were going to waive Jamarcus Ingram. Okay, when I was asked about this on Shoot with the Bulldog 2 days ago, my apologies, I misspoke and said I believe they had a 24-hour grace period. That is not the case. I was confusing it with when a guy comes back from injured reserve. When a guy comes back from injured reserve, they have like 1 day to kind of make the transaction when he gets activated, okay, to grace period. So that happens. My fault for confusing it. I apologize. There's a lot of rules here, like I said. When the Bills claimed Darius Slay, they had to make room for him on their roster. It had to be that transaction that day. They decided to waive Jamarcus Ingram. You all know I've always loved Jamarcus Ingram as far as a guy that I think deserves a little more run, opportunity, shine. Never thought he's an all-pro type of player or even a 17-game starter in this league, but certainly somebody who's valuable to the Buffalo Bills. A guy that I have always liked his game. I love his length. I love his versatility. Why wouldn't you? Some of you have pointed that out to me on social media. Ha ha, what's Sal going to do? His guy, Jamarcus Ingram, oh my God, is he okay? Yes, it's fine. I've always loved Jamarcus Ingram. And I hate the fact the Bills lost him. I think he's very valuable. No doubt about that. I don't think he's irreplaceable, but I think he's extremely valuable. And now you just gave him away for nothing, essentially, which sucks for this team. This is a fourth corner, okay, depth outside corner, fourth corner, who has something that many teams covet in this league. Ability to play outside, inside, nickel, dime safety. Like, guys like that don't come around all the time. He's not necessarily, you know, talented, good enough to be an everyday starter, but he's certainly good enough to play on an NFL team, be a very valuable contributor on your special teams, and get used in a pinch in a lot of different places. And that's why I've always liked Jamarcus Ingram. So I think losing him is a big blow to the Bills as far as having depth, as far as having a guy in their system who can do all that. Because Darius Slay isn't coming here to play special teams. Darius Slay isn't coming here to play all around the defense in different situations. So I think, well, why did the Bills claim Darius Slay? Did they just want to keep him from Philadelphia, where it was kind of known he wanted to go because they play in a few weeks? They could wind up, I guess, you know, playing in the Super Bowl. Maybe, but is that really worth the risk of losing Jamarcus Ingram? I don't know. I don't think so. Is it just because, hey, Brandon Bean saw what happened last year in the AFC title game, and they didn't have a veteran corner to put in once Christian Benford got hurt, and it didn't go well with Kyrie Elam, as we know. I think it could just be that. Now, as far as losing Ingram, I don't like it. But I would say the Bills knew the risk, right? Like, they knew. They knew when they waived Jamarcus Ingram, someone could claim him. Unfortunately, he went to a conference rival who already beat the Bills, who you could wind up playing in the playoffs. Like, that's not ideal. So I don't like that. But I also would say, but the Bills knew that that could happen, so were they just going to waive him anyway down the road? Like, were they going to sign Dane Jackson and waive him? I don't know. Like, I don't know those things. We'll see, and maybe we will never know. Maybe we will. But now he's on the Texans, and once he got claimed by the Texans, he's there. He's their property. He's going there. And Darius Slay now is a member of the Buffalo Bills on the 53-man roster. So what happens from here? Until there's a resolution, Darius Slay stays in the Bills' 53-man roster. What are those resolutions? What could they include? They could include the Bills convincing Darius Slay to come to Buffalo and be a member of their team. That could happen. Could include Darius Slay saying, I'm out. I'm retiring. Sorry, I'm not playing football. If that's the case, he would go on what's called the reserve retired list. He would still be property of the Buffalo Bills. His contract would be held by the Bills, but he would be on a reserve list and would not count towards the 53-man roster. Therefore, if he did decide to unretire next year, he would still be a member of the Bills, unless in the meantime, the Bills at some point got rid of him and said, we don't need you. We'll tear up your contract. We'll release you. Okay, that could happen. But if they didn't, they would hold his contract in perpetuity, basically, until they decided if he wanted to come back. Like, I think Joe brought up, like, Anquan Boldin today, and he was, you know, just using an example, like, when Anquan Boldin retired. I think the Bills actually eventually did release Anquan Boldin from the reserve retired list, but they had his rights for a while. I think the most likely outcome here is, it's from right now, there is what's called a reserve did not report list. Now, I don't exactly know, like, what the timeline is on this, but I will tell you that we've seen this happen before, where a player doesn't report to training camp sometime during the season. There's a holdout situation. That player goes on a reserve did not report list or a reserve commissioner's exempt list. But generally, you go to the league and you say, here's the situation. We need this spot. This guy's not here. This is not our, like, we have, what are we supposed to do about it? And the league allows you to put him on this particular list. So he stays on a reserve list on your team, not counting on the 53 in that situation, opening up a spot, and then you kind of deal with it as you go forward. And if there is a resolution later, then you have to make that transaction. Probably what we're looking at here. I don't know. Maybe the guy decides to play. I hope that laid out everything that you needed to know about this situation. Was there anything I left out? Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm still wondering what the Bills thought Darius Slay's role was going to be and why they claimed him. We don't know that. I'm still wondering why the Bills felt it was okay to risk losing Jamarcus Ingram, because they obviously knew it was okay. They knew he could get claimed, right? I mean, they knew that. It wasn't like someone just came for him and took him. They put him out there. But I would also tell you, as much as you want to be mad about it and mad at Brandon Bean or whatever, they knew all these things going in. Like, they knew. So there's certainly reasons that they would have. And that's where I go here. Which is, what is that? And how did it go there? 803-0550 is the number to call. I hope that explained everything for you. Because there's been a lot of misconceptions here about what's happening, what's going on. By the way, the Texans could waive Jamarcus Ingram next week, the week after. I think he's guaranteed like three game checks at their, you know, by them claiming they have to pay him for 3 weeks. I think they could still release him though. And then he'd go back on waivers. Then another team could claim him, or the Bills could, and go on the 53. The Bills could also decide to just waive Darius Slay again. And then again, he would go on waivers again, and any team could claim him. I hope that helps. That's what I got for you. Sean McDermott at about 11:15 today on injuries. I will ask Sean, the head coach of the Bills, if he has any clarity on the Darius Slay situation. My guess is he doesn't, because it's something that personnel department is handling, not the coaching department. But we'll get with him on that, as well as injuries on the Cincinnati Bengals. In the meantime, huge, huge, huge college basketball game tomorrow. George Halkovich, UB men's head basketball coach, 8-0 on the season, joins me after this timeout. We'll get back to your phone calls as well on the Bills and Darius Slay and Jamarcus Ingram and everything. We got Sean McDermott, 11:15, Paul Hamilton, Pat Hammer, a lot going on today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.